The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Interesting note from Mike Florio on the NBA closing in on their new TV deals.
What is going
Florio?
On?
So I know. Well, he ties it into football, which we'll get to. So the NBA is almost certainly going to just about double what they're currently getting. I've been telling you for a long time, we've been talking about it, that this NBA deal is going to be insane. Not NFL insane, but it's going to be insane. The latest is that it sounds like NBC is closing in on a deal to recapture a lot of NBA games, to the point where somebody actually reached out to John Tesh, mm-hmm. and he was like, yeah, I'm good with Round Ball Rock. License it, baby. That's going to be more money for him. Yeah. Really does belong on NBC for a lot of us that grew up with that. And by the way, if NBC does get the rights and they don't bring Round Ball Rock back, or if they try to do some modernized techno, dude, do not screw with it. Just play the stupid song.
We're gonna go nuts in there.
Where Florio brings it home to football is, you know, the NFL just re-upped not that long ago a lot of their contracts. But they have opt-outs in 2029, which is, you know, 5 years away, but still, they have opt-outs for all of their deals. Now, Roger Goodell said something at the draft that we didn't really talk about much. And I really, if they pull this off, it's bittersweet, but I love it. They just have to do it right. First is them expanding to 18 games.
Right.
So they'd add one more, which right. I think they should. It should be even.
And take out a preseason game.
And take
game,
out a preseason game. And really they need to consider, I don't know why they wouldn't, add a second, just extend the season and add a second bye.
Correct.
Give each team two byes.
Yep.
Extend the season a little bit. That's, screw it. Fine.
Right.
NFL could be year-round and people would watch. So add a couple of byes, extend the season to 18 games, and the best part is by extending the season to 18 games, now you move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend, and that Monday is a holiday, and that solves that issue. Takes away one of the platforms I wanted to run on, but good. That would be universally lauded to be able to whether now there is also a little bit of talk of moving the Super Bowl to Saturday. If you move it to President's Day weekend, keep it Sunday. I'm fine with that. If you've got Monday off, that's fine. Keep it Super Bowl Sunday. I love that idea. I love everything about that. I understand I'm not an NFL player. They may not love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, if the money's there, the money's there.
Yeah, a couple of things I could see as a problem. Without a second, the second buy,
you gotta have a second buy.
Players aren't a huge fan of this. You know, that also probably means another week of a Thursday night game, which the players seemingly hate that. You know who else won't like it? Probably the NBA. It's another week you're diving into the NBA's season.
I mean,
NFL's
like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're just lucky we just don't counter-program you constantly.
Like last year, the NFL's like, oh, yeah, Christmas? No, we're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to play a bunch of games.
Well, I know that's your, quote, your day, but we're playing
sorry.
Too.
That's why the NBA should move to Christmas as the opening day.
I've thought that forever.
I couldn't agree with you more on that one either. They absolutely should. That would be phenomenal.
You would love that. We would love that.
I would love that so much.
Oh, but we won't be able to pay attention that much to baseball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I honestly don't know why the NBA, because they had to do it out of, you know, lockouts and different things. What's the pushback?
Tradition?
I need a better one.
So hold on. October, November, December. Okay. So the NBA season is about 8.5 months. Count the finals. So you go January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. So you would basically
draft
be wrapping.
In September.
Oh my God! You'd be wrapping up the finals in mid-August. you go
the draft right after that, which is how it happens now.
Absolutely.
You would have the draft right before the NFL starts.
Yep, and free agency like the beginning of September.
Oh, my God. Right when the NFL does start, you'd have opening day in the NFL. You'd have Major League Baseball playoffs. You'd have NBA free agency. And then, no NBA for October. And well, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, no, you'd have no NBA.
Yeah, you'd miss the normal October, November,
yeah,
and so, most of December. But opening day would be Christmas.
Opening day would be Christmas.
It was basically January.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you here's the other thing. Oh, such a fascinating conversation. What if Adam Silver went to Roger Goodell and was like, hey, look, let's make a deal, dude. We're thinking about moving the season.
Yeah, we're going to be out of most of your way.
We're going to get out of almost all of your way.
Give us Christmas.
Give us Christmas.
Yeah.
Give us Christmas as opening day. Oh, my God. Santa came. Cookies. Presents.
Yeah.
The NBA.
With the exception of NBA would have to deal with it if the Sunday, Christmas was a Sunday.
Yeah, and that's fine.
That's every, whatever, 7 right. years or something.
And even so, like, Christmas is opening day, but it's like opening day everywhere else. Like, you're not playing the whole gamut on opening day.
Right.
You have, four big matchups.
The champs get their rings.
Yeah. You do all that on Christmas, and then the Kings open up, everyone, the day after mm-hmm. Christmas or whatever. I don't know what the pushback
is. The only thing I could think of is the NBA likes being the story during the summer with all the free agency stuff going on.
But now they'd be the summer with all the basketball right?
I agree. That's the only thing I could think of why they like it how it is.
When Chris just said that, again, very doable and movable, but summer league has become kind of a thing. It's not bigger than the season, but now it's pushed to fall league.
Oh, my God. Fall league in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Vegas in October?
When it's not 100,000 degrees? There's nothing wrong with this idea. Move the NFL to 18 games. Put the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend. You get the holiday. NBA just started. Oh, by the way, and the NBA could say this too. Oh, and in return, just so you know, no NBA games on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll just give you that too.
Sure.
So a little handshaky agreement, and then, oh, Super Bowl's over, lame. Oh, we're now in the second month of the NBA. We have a whole season going. Summertime. Because and by the way, they're played in arenas. It's not like it needs to be winter for the NBA.
Trying to think of when the All-Star game could be. Could that be Final Four weekend? Or is that too crowded?
So let's see. So
like
right now,
March,
so November,
early
December,
April.
January, February. So it's 4 months into the season, is that? So December, January, February, March. Yeah, it'd be April. Why not? April's a fine month for an All-Star game.
We'd be at the All-Star break right now, roughly. No, a little after.
A little after. We would just have wrapped up the All-Star
trade
break.
Trade deadline.
Kings still have a chance to make the playoffs.
See, yes, absolutely.
Trades just happened. New teams mm-hmm. are looking around.
Yep.
For the push. Summertime. See, then we're at Golden One. Doors are open all the time. The windows,
right,
the doors.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
All kinds of fun stuff outside.
Less of that winter travel. You'll have some winter travel.
Basketball is a summer sport. It's played in the Summer Olympics. Why are we still doing
that?
Great point, Chris. It's not a winter sport.
Actually, that's one that is a problem.
Unless you move basketball to the Winter Olympics.
Or, you know what? Amateurs.
Yeah, I'm willing to give up the stupid gold medal every year. So what? Or, God forbid, I know they would never do this. They do this in other countries. Oh, we have an international break. We take a week or two off for the Olympics. I don't know.
Yeah, every 4 years.
Yeah, every 4 years. Why not? That's the perfect. And meanwhile, baseball's over here. They're like, no.
Nobody's watching us.
Yeah, sorry. You know what? I'll watch you and wake me up when September ends. That's when I'll start watching you because that's when it matters.
I mean, when does baseball really have their own time? It's about, what would they say, July?
Yeah.
July and August.
I mean,
it's not even a good part of their season.
Now, I know what the pushback would be. In all seriousness.
This is NBA pushback?
It's going to be NBA pushback. Historically. People don't watch TV in the summer. They're out. They're on vacation. Kids are out of school. They're off doing stuff. It's almost like why they don't put, you never see big shows on Friday nights on TV generally and on weekends. Your major sitcoms, your major shows are generally during the week in prime time and Sunday nights. From Friday night to Sunday night is basically, we'll put some sports on. The NBA's pushback, I think, would be our ratings would go down because in the wintertime, it's snowed in. People are all working in at school. Everyone's in front of the TV when it's 28 degrees outside and 3/4 of the country. They're all tuning in. I don't know that that's true anymore. I watch TV in the summer. You do?
Yeah.
The finals are like right in the middle of summer.
Right. I also feel like if your product is so good, like the NFL doesn't care about any of that.
Oh.
We're going to put games on in London.
Right.
And for Pacific time zone, it's 5:30, 6 o'clock. Okay?
Great.
We're going to do it. If you love it, you love it.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Monday night. Oh, the COVID year, like they were playing Tuesdays and it was all over the place.
Saturday afternoons, Saturday evenings.
They move that around.
They don't care.
Yeah. They got a great product. They know it.
I love the idea. I think we should submit it to the people, and I think we should vote on it and have it take effect.
I vote yes.
Yeah. Chris?
I also agree.
That circle gets
Who says
the
nay?
Yeah, who says nay? Anyone in the chat? Anyone in the chat? Speak now or forever hold your pieces.
Again, I honestly trying to think of the drawbacks.
I honestly think that's it.
It'd be Olympics.
Yeah, I think it'd be Olympics, and I think it'd be the idea of the numbers. And
you
I
shift your calendar year.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think it'd be the numbers of them saying not as many people watch in the summer. And there has to be some truth to that still because summertime's also when all your major network shows go on hiatus.
Yeah. But isn't there something to also the beginning of the basketball season? Like, yeah, they kind of have to get through football.
Yeah.
Some people, I've literally heard, we're too into basketball. I've heard some people like, I don't even start till after Christmas. Some fans.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's 30 games.
Right.
28 games.
I mean, with the NBA pushback on saying you want us to play our finals in August? That's when everyone's, kids are on summer vacation, gone.
Or back to school. Right, nowadays, well, that's like the thing. The school calendar has changed too over the years.
These days, 100%. You're exactly right. A lot of people saying a lot of people don't get President's Day off. I thought that was a federal holiday.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a federal holiday, is President's
Honor your presidents.
Day a federal holiday? I just came up. President's Day is a federal holiday. I mean, hey, man, if you don't get you don't get a President's Day off, talk to your boss.
Right.
Especially after the Super Bowl. I understand, there's some people who don't get Christmas off. It depends on your job.
Sure.
But I think the vast majority of it's not like we're talking about Columbus Day. Or Arbor Day or
Flag
something.
Day.
Flag Day. Right. Nobody gets it off except for bankers and teachers. Teachers get every holiday. Mm. They get a week. You get a week off for Tree Day.
I think we just solved it, NBA. You're
I think
welcome.
We did. We solved it. There you go.
And we will just take 0.001% of the profit.
But that 0.001, like you said.
Yeah.
Two zeros and a one. We're fine. We'll be like that one ABA team that still gets a piece of all the NBA profits every year, the St. Louis whatevers.
St. Louis Spirits.
Spirits, is that what it was? Do you think they meant as in booze or in ooh?
I think they meant as a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, the Spirit of St. Louis.
He learned that in Jackie Moon.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Semi-pro.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a break when we come back. Hey, let's recap the night in the NBA.
Okay.
What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, if we want. We already figured out the NBA.
We already figured it all out. We've done a lot of good work today.
Yes, we have.
We started out a little slow, a little off kilter.
Giggles put us right into the thinking caps.
That's what happens. This is the giggle hangover.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick 1 minute break. We're right back after this.
Only place in the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Seems to be a lot of disagreement in the YouTube chat as to whether or not people get President's Day off.
Really?
Yeah. And again, we're not saying everyone gets it off. My guess is most people do. So running a poll on Twitter right now. Feel free to vote on it. Do you get President's Day off at your job? Early returns, I just did it 2 minutes ago. 64% get President's Day off.
Okay. I would have thought that would have been higher.
I actually think it will be a little bit higher. So once again, the YouTube chat is misinformed. Mm. And I think everyone needs to apologize. Everyone in the
one
YouTube.
One by one.
Every one of them. And by the way, I guess I should clarify because Aaron's saying this. Well, we get a floating holiday. So, no, well, if you get a floating holiday, can't you make that President's Day? So I feel like that's a yes.
Float on.
Injuries abound in the postseason.
That's the other
not
one you
good
want.
When a coworker is asking me, "Do we get President's Day off?"
Yes. Now, as always, and I'm sure a lot of people have this deal too. You can choose to work through President's Day and then take that holiday elsewhere. But if you have the opportunity to have it off, if you want, then I think that counts as you get it off.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's your choice.
Right.
Last night, Giannis and Dame both missed the game for Indiana, but it does sound like they are, especially Dame, incredibly close. Both could return for game six. And if that happens, Dame is back and you're going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
The Pacers are.
Yeah. But the injuries just keep happening across the postseason.
Yeah, they do. Kawhi will miss tonight's game five, mm-hmm. Jason. That's obviously, and he's just not right.
Right.
A little bit like Joel Embiid, although Embiid seems to be playing through it. Your guy, Jaime Jaquez.
Jaime.
What's with these brittle UCLA guys?
Hey, I'm gutty sorry. Little Bruins.
Watch it.
Now yeah. You know,
you're on, Chris, is he on the thinnest device?
Oh, the thinnest device.
The thinnest device?
Yeah.
Like the kind that if you just kind of put your pinky on it, it turns.
So watch it.
Okay, I'm watching. All right, you got it. All right, Terry Rozier, he's brittle.
He, for sure.
For sure. And Jimmy Buckets. Going to miss tonight's game five for Miami. Bojan Bogdanovic is out for the remainder of the playoffs.
What's going on here?
I don't know what's going on. Kristaps Porzingis hurt his calf. And the worst one.
The worst one.
Is.
You're calling this the worst one?
Chris Finch. Surgery on his knee. Not sure if he's going to be back for round two. He should be.
Yeah, but how is he going to do that?
So you have the surgery, and then they either put you in a full leg cast, which is what they did for me, or they put you in a knee immobilizer.
Yeah, but either way, don't you have to have that leg kind of straight and out? How mobile will he be?
So with a knee immobilizer, well, you don't generally have it straight. You'd have it like bent slightly. Okay. I think that's just for circulation. Yeah. And then it's just like this giant thing that goes up on your leg from like the top of your ankle to like the middle of your thigh. And there's like Velcro.
Right. And you can walk?
With the cast, at least in my when I had it, when I tore the patella, I could walk. I walked out of the that day, but it was a full leg cast.
Yeah,
but
not quickly, right? And you can't be standing up. And I doubt the same thing will happen again. But
yes,
what if?
Well, that would be the risk because what I imagine is whether it would be cast or knee immobilizer or whatever they put him in, he's going to be on crutches.
Yeah.
So you're coaching in crutches,
right? And but coaches move a lot more than
yes,
people think.
They do. Yeah. Here's the other thing that would be the problem: whether you're in an immobilizer or a cast. Like you said, your legs are going to be out. So how are you sitting down?
Right.
But I also think, by the way, I imagine he could get an exception and have some sort of like a raised stool that he sits on near, yeah. At the front of the bench, like a bar stool, basically, instead of the folding chair. So
or do you protect him and put him in row two, like behind the bench?
Yeah, you could.
Or do what they do in soccer and just put him up in the stands and put an earpiece on another coach.
Yeah, I just
eye in the sky.
Yeah, that seems a little. That seems a little different. Oh, that will work in basketball. I don't know. I mean, he's going to want to be there somehow.
Maybe he's at the end of the bench and he comes out during timeouts.
Maybe he's a hologram. I mean, they've got the.
Yeah. Oh yeah, get the metaverse going for.
Yes.
Oh my! Just magic. All right, put your goggles on, guys.
Exactly. Everybody's got goggles on.
You know what really? You know what was really funny that just happened, but no one else would know this but me. So I'm going to share it with you. It was just kind of a funny moment. So, in this segment on our sheet here, Jason, you would put at the very bottom of all the injuries, you put T-Wolves coach Chris Finch to have surgery on his knee. So I read that, and then when I went back to look to see if that was the last one, I actually went ahead in a segment. So in my mind, it read like this: T-Wolves coach Chris Finch to have surgery on his knee. Should he retire? Which is next segment when we're talking about LeBron James.
Gotcha.
No, I don't think Chris Finch should retire because
he
the knee
can keep
injury.
Coaching.
Yeah. Injuries abound, but also unlike the NFL where it's like, oh, the grass fields, the artificial turf, the cleats and this and that, I don't know that you really point to anything. I don't know what the answer is. There's a lot of injuries, but I don't know that – is there something going on that you can that makes you think maybe leading to – I mean, same.
No.
I would say maybe the length of the season.
But it's always been this long.
Yeah.
And then is that – you know, I know there were studies, again, are they foolproof? But they said that earlier this year, I think they had the studies that they said load management wasn't proven to do any help. You know, and here's Kawhi who's out. He's been load managed the last couple of years.
You know what I would like to, I think would be an interesting thing, is if you took every injury that knocked somebody out, let's say, I don't know, good round number 2 weeks or more, or maybe you assigned points. Here's how you do it. 0 to 2 weeks is 1 point. 2 weeks to a month is 2 points. You know, out for the whole year is 5 points, whatever. Anyways, I'd be really curious to see if you divided the season into 20-game quadrants, if there's a mathematical correlation between, like, well, do more people get hurt in the last 20 or do more people get hurt in the first 20? Do more people get hurt in the first 20 because they're rounding into shape and maybe they're getting, you know, Do more people get hurt per capita in the playoffs?
Right.
And you divided that by how many games were played and come up with, you know, with the amount of nerds out there, you'd think somebody's come up with that at some point to see if there is a part of the season. Because I don't know how to answer that. Do more people get hurt in the first part of the season or the last part of the season?
Yeah.
You would think the last part of the season. I don't know. Let's tell Sam that too.
Yeah. I was just thinking even the Kings injuries this year. Herder was near the end. Malik was almost at the very end.
Right. Sasha was in the middle. Middle-ish.
Yeah.
Fox
was early last year. Yeah. Played with that thumb.
Wasn't Fox banged up in the first quarter of the season?
Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't that when he missed his time? I don't know. We'll take a break when we come back. LeBron has gone quiet. One little statement on Twitter yesterday evening. Beyond that, not much and nothing. So we'll talk about that in the future of LeBron James right after this.
Sources and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
There they are.
I knew I remembered the two Nutri-Grain bars.
Where were they?
Passenger seat in my car.
Okay.
And now I remember as soon as I saw him, why did I put him in passenger seat in my car?
Why?
Because a lot of times when I put my Nutri-Grain bars in my pocket and then drive to work, they get crumbly.
So then the passenger side of your best friend's ride?
We don't want no scrub.
Yeah.
Nutri-Grain bars. By
that
the way.
That was absolutely insane.
Just to show that I'm young and with it, yesterday, Kendrick Lamar dropped a diss track on Drake called Euphoria. Which is also a show that Drake produces. And from what I understand, it was pretty brutal. I listened to it 3 times.
Okay.
And I don't mind. I Googled the lyrics and followed along like the bouncing ball.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me? Can I tell you what my favorite part of it was?
Yeah.
Him getting Joel Osteen mixed up with
Haley Joel Osment. Okay, I'm so glad you said that. Because I heard that line too, and I was like, well, wait a minute.
He's like, Joel Osteen. I'm like, oh, okay, where are we going here?
Right, and then...
He was in that movie, AI, in Sixth Sense.
In Sixth Sense, and I went, okay, this he's a super smart guy. The guy won a Pulitzer Prize, right? Like, obviously, I'm old and dumb and missing something with that. I'm so glad someone else caught that. What was the other one that happened? This always bothered me, too. Whatever that super popular song by The Weeknd, and he says The Wraith of Khan. Do you know what I'm talking about? No. It's like his most popular song. And instead of saying The Wrath of Khan, which was, I think, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan?
He says The Wraith of Khan. And it always really, it's not like, oh, he said Wrath, but it's not. No, he said The Wraith, not The Wrath. That always stuck in my head, too, but I figured since nobody else noticed it, that maybe it was like a double entendre and I'm too stupid to get it.
He is Canadian. Maybe it's his Canadian accent.
Mm, so now The Weeknd, Drake. I don't know. But then everybody's weighing in on it. I'm like, I don't know. I just want everyone to be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we all be friends? Yeah. Jason, I would never drop a diss track on you.
That's all I do.
You know what? I would also, you know, like, even like everyone thinks I hate Keith Brooks. I just didn't like our show together.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't drop a diss track on Keith.
You wouldn't drop a diss track on anybody?
It's actually a really good topic.
Here's the thing, because then that other person would be dropping a diss
track on me. On you. And that's the thing. Okay.
So you better pick on someone who wouldn't be good at
it. I'm going to amend it. So, like, I would drop a diss track on someone just for fun. But they're not allowed to drop one on me because it would really
that
hurt.
Seems fair.
It would hurt. It would, honestly, I would be the worst. Maybe I'd be the best person to drop a diss track on because I would listen to it all and I would like be like, oh my God, they're right about all of this.
Why would I do that?
I'm the worst. Yeah. I would not be able to bounce back.
In The Weeknd's Starboy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He says Star Trek Ruth in The Wraith of Khan.
Star Trek what? Ruth?
Ruth.
Star Trek Ruth. In the Wraith of Khan.
A play on words here referencing the Rolls-Royce Wraith Khan edition and the 1982 movie Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
So it was a play on words. He meant to do it. Okay, see.
The lights on the ceiling of the Wraith make the interior look like outer space.
Ah, Star Trek roof in the Wraith, the Rolls-Royce. Old people learning stuff. Yeah. See, that's why I didn't say anything about the Euphoria thing with the Haley Joel Osteen thing. Because I figured it was the same thing. Because Kendrick Lamar has like quadruple entendres. I wouldn't say it then like that. Like,
oh, that quadruple entendre was an entendre.
Right?
Huh?
from the 916, Jim Gray's, that's who it would be. You know what? I would drop a diss track on Jim Gray. And you know what? If Jim Gray dropped a diss track back on me and I got, then I got got.
Yeah.
If Jim Gray were to drop a diss track on me, which first off, the title of the title of Jim Gray's diss track on me would almost certainly be Who? But if he did and I got, I mean, what's he got on me? You're in a mid-market. I interview Floyd Mayweather.
That's a diss.
I know Mike Tyson. You've got hair lice in your head. Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like Jim Gray, not a good rapper.
How have you not done this?
I know. This is your next project.
I'm not dropping a diss track on Kyle and Whitey.
Whitey would torture
That's what
you.
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Whitey'd be horrible.
Remember how he would come in here writing the things that you said on the show that would make you so nervous?
Yes. Yeah. Whitey's already dropped a diss line on me once in one of the worst moments of my life. Like, Whitey's ruthless,
but
dude.
He won.
Yeah, it's like the Derek Jeter tip the cap of respect thing. So no diss tracks. Okay. Anyways. Euphoria.
Yes.
Great stuff. I'm going to listen to it again on the way home. Just to force myself to, got to stay. But let me tell you something. In this market, if you want to stay up to date on all things like that, right here, this show, we've got you
proven.
covered. We have. Do rock bands ever drop diss tracks on each other? I know John Lennon and Paul McCartney went back and forth a little bit, but I feel like that isn't really. Like, you don't see AC/DC being like, you know, Iron Maiden sucks ass. Doesn't happen. Why not? Let's go. I want some rock diss tracks. I want a techno diss track.
Why can't it ever be done in a ballad?
Oh, my God, like a monster ballad diss track would be fantastic. Your career is over. Like, that would be amazing. Oh, my God, country diss tracks.
Yeah, well, I think that's all the time.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you hear what Darius Rucker and Zach Brown were saying about? Oh, my God. I can't wait for Chris Stapleton to drop his. It would be like you drive a Subaru.
We know you like your hip hop diss tracks.
One of the most famous non hip hop diss tracks of all time. You're So Vain.
Oh, Carly Simon.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and you're right, but I don't think has ever. Hey, wait a minute. Oh God, we're so off track. I'm so sorry, audience. Dude, was You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette a diss track?
Yes.
Yeah. It was 100% a diss track.
This album.
But the thing is we don't, there's rumors, but we don't know who Carly Simon was talking about, and we don't know who Alanis, they never confirmed it. What are you talking about?
Alanis Morissette.
Everyone thinks it was Dave Coulier. She's never confirmed it.
Dave Coulier thinks it was Dave Coulier.
Well, Dave Coulier probably thinks everything's Dave Coulier. He needs to cut it out.
There's talk about a movie theater outing that I think can confirm.
I'm not here to say it wasn't Dave Coulier. I would 100%, and by the way, if you don't know who Dave Coulier is from Full House, and apparently he and Alanis Morissette, well, they were dating before Alanis made it, and then allegedly, You Ought to Know, this her first hit, was about him. She's never confirmed it. I think she was just asked within the last year about it. I believe I remember she was on Howard Stern or something. She still won't confirm it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
When there's a hip-hop diss track,
they know.
You know.
Yeah.
When it's a rock diss track, I'm not saying.
Dave Coulier says Alanis Morissette's You Ought to Know is about him.
Yeah, but look up Alanis Morissette. She's going to be like, I won't confirm. Hey, that's a great point. Taylor Swift, like every song is pretty much a diss track on an ex-boyfriend, isn't it?
Right. It's what what she writes about.
The best thing is whenever a new Taylor Swift song comes out, then everyone has to decode everything about it.
Of course. And that's the thing.
That's what's great about music.
Anyone Taylor Swift, and also, by the way, I feel like Taylor Swift's had a lot of ex-boyfriends. Mm-hmm. But is that just for material? And we're all waiting for the one. We're all waiting for the one that is inevitably going to. Mm-hmm. But is that just for material?
That's me. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We're all waiting for the one when she and Travis Kelce break up, right?
Well, I'm not rooting for
that. No. But, waiting.
Yeah. You think it's going to be great material?
I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be incredibly, how would you say? I think it's going to be incredibly unique. Let's see.
You intercepted it.
There we go.
Now you gone, have to accept it.
Taylor Swift's breakup song to Travis Kelce.
Did I meet your mom too soon?
Yeah.
Or did I do what I always do?
Great. It's a hit. Diss tracks.
Yes.
So, Jason,
uh-huh.
LeBron has gone quiet on his future.
What is his diss track? Dat track.
His diss track would be something like, all I require out of my teammates is to hustle. Everyone, yeah, I'm looking at you. D'Angelo Russell, boom. That is off the top of my head. I should be a ghostwriter. Drake, give me a call. See what I did there? Because he allegedly has ghostwriters. LeBron did tweet something last night. He said, I've seen, heard a lot of reports about my future. Why am I reading it like this? I said it last night, and I'll say it again. I do not know yet, as I'm only thinking about spending time with my family and friends. When I know after speaking with the fam, my counsel, as well as my representation, then you guys will know. Until then, love the king. You put a little love and then a crown.
Oh. Signed, the king.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be a thing. I don't think this is going to be... It's not going to be like when he left Cleveland or Miami, though.
Right.
You know, like, he ain't doing, you know, the decision.
I just don't think he's going to leave.
I mean...
Lakers reportedly yesterday, or the rumors, say they'd be willing to do a 3-year deal. 3-year
really?
Extension. Yeah.
I mean, he opted out.
Mm-hmm.
Was LL Cool J's I'm Bad a diss track, or was that just him saying he's bad, but, like, good? Let's think about that during the break. I'm going to consult people on that. Okay. When we come back, who's hot, who's not, we go streaking. Let me see. If all of you better know what I'm worth. In every survey, the most important thing is girth. What do you think? Right? Dr. Rhymes a lot here.
Yeah.
UpsizedMatters.com. That's UpsizedMatters.com. Dr. Jack Friedlander in Roseville. Dr. Pash, in San Francisco are providing you a non-surgical and virtually pain-free procedure with immediate results, safe, effective, long-lasting, and semi-permanent. It is a doctor-performed procedure. These are doctors. Look, no joke. Girth, circumference, whatever you want to call it, is consistently ranked as the most important attribute. And every time I do this spot, I get somebody in the chat or a letter, and how could you talk about this? How could you talk? I mean, I don't mind sharing it. How could you talk about this? You guys are that hard up for cash, no pun intended. It's like, bro. Why is this any different than any other product? Any other service? Just because it's talking about, you know, it's not like I'm coming out using the words. I'm so triggered by girth. Look, if you're not a guy, okay, it's probably not for you, I'm guessing. And most of you guys, not for you anyways. But if you're somebody who struggled in that department, or you're somebody who wants to, you know, improve in that department, well, here's an option. It's the best option. Free consultation procedure can be done on the same day as your consultation. Go to UpsizedMatters.com. UpsizedMatters.com. When you're outside mowing your lawn, maybe you should think, get your girth on. See, the rhymes just, they come from just a great place. Look at that. Live. UpsizedMatters.com. Get your girth on. When we come back, who's hot, who's not after this.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama was kind of a diss track?
I guess on Neil Young.
Wow. Yeah. Mama said Knock You Out is a diss track?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. We all agree, right? No Vaseline's the... That's the king of distress.
If you consider Hit 'Em Up just way too far beyond that.
You'd say Hit 'Em Up is better?
I wouldn't say it's better, but I'd say gotcha. It's the most insane.
I mean, no Vaseline was pretty.
Tupac stops rapping at one point and just starts yelling threats.
That's true. All right, who's hot?
Tyrese Maxey.
Maxey.
He scored 46 points on 17 of 30 from the field, 7 of 12 from 3. Maxey also scored 7 points in the final 28.9 seconds of the fourth quarter to force overtime.
Look at
overtime.
That.
Overtime.
Overtime. Well, who's not?
Buddy Hield.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he did help out Tyrese.
He did help out, but he also did not play last night, but that's most likely because of playoffs. He is averaging 0.7 points per game with 0 3-pointers made and has a true shooting percentage of 14.3%.
That's not great. That's not great at all. I got to be honest. I think we won the trade.
It's official.
Somebody said earlier, if the Bucks come back and win the series, do we have our answer on who won the Halliburton trade? I say yes. That defines it.
Okay.
I think, honestly, the Pacers and Kings are like in the exact same position.
Right.
Even though, obviously, you're arguing, well, the Pacers were in the playoffs. Well, the Kings had been in the playoffs in the East, too.
Well, the Kings made it last year and the Pacers didn't.
Exactly. So it's 1-1.
Right.
It's 1-1. I'm nervous. Not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous here. I have not looked at the box scores.
Okay.
It's time. Let's go streaking.
It's time to go streaking.
Oh, we're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
All right, you should be nervous, Dave, because you have a girthy streak on the line.
Thick.
Yeah. You are at 7, a season best.
Season best 7, tracking towards the all-time record of 11.
Yep, trying to get there with your 8th if you could. Yesterday you selected Aaron Judge.
I did.
You stood up, all rise.
All rise.
I kind of cautioned you. I said, look, he's not hitting very well.
Sacramento's Aaron Judge.
Well, I'll tell you this. 3 plate appearances. So that's a low number. All you need is a hit. You got 0 for 3.
Boo! You suck!
I hate you so much.
It's over. It's over. It's over. The streak is over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you get to start new today.
Whatever. Screw you, Aaron Judge.
He can pick whoever you want.
You're not from Sacramento anymore.
It's from Linden.
Linden? Boy. I was at 1, trying to get to 2, and I took light hitting Francisco Lindor, who's hitting under 200 for the New York Metropolitans. He had 4 plate appearances. He got me a hit.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, how's that feel?
I'm at 2.
Does that feel good, baby?
It does. Feels great, baby.
Feels great, baby.
And Chris was in the delayed B's game, the B game. The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Beekeeper was the story.
This time it's for real.
And he took Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Mookie's a great hitter. He got up 3 times. Chris's streak was at 0, by the way. 0 for 3.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you and Chris are 0. I'm at 2.
We're really killing it now. Yeah. All right. Well, 7 is the number to beat for the year.
It is.
And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
Give me Mookie Betts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do great for you.
Didn't get a hit yesterday. He's got to get a hit today, right? Especially since they're facing, Jordan Montgomery with his 2.77 ERA. All right, well, I'm sticking with Mookie Betts.
Okay. I'm going to take from the Cleveland Guardians, Jose Ramirez.
Hey, wasn't he the guy that punched the guy?
Yeah, all right. Anderson.
Tim Anderson got tickets.
He got punched. Chris?
I am going to take Oakland Athletic.
What?
And still your Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
Tyler Nevin.
Phil's brother.
Yeah.
Son. Jason, can I change my guy?
Yeah.
But it's an interesting one. You know what? I just have a feeling. Because Luis Arraez is a pain. No, not him. But he's like the all-time pain in the butt to me. I don't want this to be the same thing. You know who I'm taking today? I'm doing it again. I'm doubling down. Give me Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Do not let me down twice in a row, Aaron. I'm giving you a chance because you were born here. Born in Sacramento.
I believe in this building.
In the break room.
Yes.
Yes. In the lounge downstairs where we have the shows.
Yes.
That is where Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Judge flopped into this world. That's actually kind of funny. That'd be a funny joke. Like which NBA players flopped? They flopped as they were born, looking for the foul from them, looking around to the doctors. Vlade flopped out of the womb. God,
James Harden came out with free throws
and a beard. James came out shooting beard first. Next time I see Vlade, I'm going to ask him. I'll bet you Vlade was a massive baby. He had to be. Vlade comes out. He flops. He's got a Marlboro hanging out of his mouth.
And a 5 o'clock
shadow. He's a baby. That's our guy. I'll bet you, Vlade. Okay, listen. Over under 8 pounds for Vlade Divac as a baby. He'll know.
Yeah. I'm going to go over.
Over.
Over. Me too. Okay, that was a bad
over. I was 9.
Were you really?
I was 2. I might have really? Almost been 10, I think.
Dear Lord. Yeah. Maybe, okay, I was 7 pounds, 4 ounces. I thought that was like
average. You were premature, right?
I was 3 months.
You're probably going to be like, yeah, I was 13.
Yeah, well, because my little sister, like broke the length record at the time. She was a just chunk. Just a. My poor.
You got sausage arms and cankles.
Seriously, my poor mom. She and she did. My, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm asking this live. The people that are native in Alaska, what do you say now?
Because I know there are different terms, but I think you're thinking of Inuits.
Inuits. That's what. No, I'll bring in a picture sometime. My little sister looked exactly like an Inuit, like jet black hair, dark skin. I'm not exaggerating. I'll show you the picture. I'll find it somewhere. And I didn't realize it until I got like older, right around the time I had kids. But I asked my dad. I was like, Dad, did you side eye mom at all in that? He's like, no. I was like, I probably would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, jet black hair. Mm. Now she's blonde. What do you know?
You're thinking about someone else's having a kid with different hair than you?
I'm thinking, what?
You're thinking of someone having a kid with different hair than what the dad has?
No. Well, no. I know. Yeah, because my ginger kid. No, this is a whole different thing. We'll take a break when we come back. All right. Let's have some fun. Put your GM hats on. You think it's easy? Well, get the trade machine out, kids. Let's make a move with all. And I'm going to, me personally, I'm going to focus on, I think, teams that are currently out of the playoffs. And can we grab somebody? Remember, you've got some draft picks in the future to work with and whoever's on the roster. Let's make a move for the Kings. Let's do it next.